This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. Albuquerque Public Schools is ramping up its effort to get vaccines to students. Operations Chief Gabriela Duran-Blakey says 50 students were included in a vaccine clinic yesterday as part of a partnership between the school district and city health workers. Next week, the school district says it'll aim the power of its mailing lists and social media at students to encourage them to register for vaccines being offered in New Mexico. As soon as next Wednesday, students could be eligible for vaccine clinics aimed specifically at them. Parents are required to attend in order to sign release forms. Albuquerque Public Schools is one of the largest school districts in the country and covers more than 1 in 5 K-12 students in the state. The vaccination effort follows a push to get educators vaccinated last month. Duran-Blakey says around 15% of APS staff declined the vaccines, while 85% have received one. Three more schools announced voluntary closures yesterday in Bloomfield and Socorro after outbreaks that would have required widespread quarantines. Several New Mexico medical marijuana providers are warning of a potential cannabis shortage when the first provisions of a new law go into effect to legalize recreational marijuana. Recreational cannabis sales don't commence until early 2022, but several medical marijuana businesses led by Ultra Health said yesterday that there could be a run on medical marijuana supplies in late June of this year. That's when a new legalization law takes effect and increases possession limits with virtually no restrictions on how much can be stashed away at home for personal use. Ultra Health called for an increase in the current limits on marijuana production, set at 1,750 plants per producer, to ensure there's no extreme scarcity. The Department of Health that oversees the medical cannabis program was in the process of reviewing the letter and could not comment. At a bill signing ceremony on Monday, the governor highlighted the general need to scale up production for the new recreational cannabis market. Find more on these stories and others online at KUNM.org. This is KUNM.